What's up, everyone? It's Jonathan, and 2022 is almost here. And if you're like me, you love to spend some time intentionally reflecting on the year and setting some goals or resolutions or habits or rhythms or a theme for your year. I've tried everything, and ultimately I end up giving up on them or forgetting them altogether by the time March rolls around. But one thing that's been really helpful for me is to instead create a personal mission statement, one that is both audacious and achievable to help guide my actions, filter my decisions, my yeses and my nos, and to really catalyze me into becoming who I want to be in the year to come. And so I'm going to host a virtual workshop on January 7th that's going to be designed for you to create a personal mission statement, one that can really capture the essence of your why that drives all the things that you do, and you can use it for both work and life and leadership and relationships and spirituality. All of it can be kind of filtered and guided by your personal mission statement. So there's a link in my Instagram bio. I'll also drop a link in the show notes, but I'd love for you to join me January 7th to craft your personal mission statement to guide your 2022. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14.
Hey, it's Jonathan, and welcome to Epiphany, an audio devotional for all of us on the way to wisdom.
It's the third week of Advent, and over the past couple of weeks, we've been exploring the particularities of the Advent season and the Christmas story to discern and assess what it is that Jesus is inviting us into in this special moment for our own lives. We first looked at how Jesus, in the incarnation, chose to embody and become in a specific time. Jesus chose not to be everywhere all at once, but to be in a specific moment in history and in time. This tracked with the way that God has always made moments and time sacred places for us to encounter God, and again invites us to be where we are, in the moment, present fully to our lives as they are right now. We also looked at how the incarnation and the story of Christmas is about Jesus choosing a specific place, a forgotten place, an unlikely place, but one place at a time. And again, the invitation for us is to choose again our place, our home, our neighborhood, whatever the makeup of our lives is, and the locations that we belong, is an opportunity for us to practice incarnation right where we are. There's another layer to this emphasis and this invitation of Advent to be here now. And that is the fact that Jesus, in the Christmas story, chose to be born into a specific body. Have you ever thought about that? We're talking about the Trinity, the divine, the unimaginable, the sacred, the holy, the unknown, the holy other, the mystery, the all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God choosing to enter into and become and be a specific body. The mystery of the Word becoming flesh echoes the mystery of what it means to be fully human, as we see in the garden where God creates humanity from the dust of the earth and the breath of life, the Spirit of God, becoming one. It's in the and the mixing of Word and flesh, of dust and breath, of what it means to actually be human in God's image. Now, if you're to talk about how to save the world, how to bring about this restoration movement of all of creation, to save not just the soul of humanity, but the entire cosmos, there has to be a better way.
than being born as a baby, than being born into one body. If you think about all of the best practices and strategic insight and plans around how to make the most impact, again, we're led to these myths of efficiency and scale. The ones who shape cultures are the ones who can do things that can scale the widest and the broadest, impacting the most people with the least amount of time and effort. So it makes no sense for Jesus in this restoration movement to choose to become one body, and especially that of a baby. But not only the body of a baby, but what does it mean for us that Jesus chose a marginalized body? The body that Jesus chose to become was a brown Middle Eastern Palestinian Galilean male body. And the body in that social location, historical location, was one that was oppressed and marginalized and carried with it the experiences of the communities who were also marginalized and oppressed. If you're going to inhabit a body to save the world, then maybe one of Rome, maybe one of a Roman elite, that of Caesar, would make for a better body. But Jesus chooses instead not to be born into a time of advanced technologies, not to be born into a place of power, and not to be born into a body of privilege, but instead chooses a body that had been targeted, a body that had been discarded. This is the way to bring about the restoration of the cosmos. So what does that mean for us then to be invited back in this time of Advent through this Christmas story into our own bodies? To consider the value that God holds on bodies broken and marginalized, discarded bodies. What does it mean that if God chose that for God's own self, for us to choose again to embrace our bodies? And I have to be honest, I have a terrible relationship with my body. I live in my head, and sometimes I don't even notice that I've scratched my hand or that I'm bleeding on my foot because I disassociate the experiences of my body. And that has carried through to how I experience relationships, how I experience anxiety and stress, how I experience God. And the times that I can actually do the work of tending to my body and its needs, there often are times where I can meet God uniquely there and only there. And only when I can meet God in this body that God has called the temple of his presence, that I can then offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, to be used in service, a part of this restoration movement that began with the marginalized body of a Palestinian baby. So today, and in this Advent season, may you embrace the gift of your body. With all of its limitations, with all of its scars, the trauma that it holds, the stories it can tell, is for some reason, some mysterious reason, in the wisdom of God, the place where Jesus is choosing to incarnate his presence in the world once again. Where your feet are is the beginning of the Christmas story for today. Your time, your place, your body is again the opportunity for the word to become flesh, for dust and breath to mix, and to bear witness to the reality of a God who dwells among us, with us, in our very skin, no matter what the stories of our skin have been told. So today, may you find the Christmas story in your skin. May you find a God who's dwelling among you and in you and inviting you into this embodied reality and truth of God with us. May that truth fill you with all wonder, all hope, all joy, all peace, and all love that the season is marked by.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jonathan, and this has been Epiphany.